Gino, you know what movie money is?
No.
Neither did a Starbucks clerk slash barista know in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. A cashier at the Oak Creek Starbucks on Ryan Road was duped by a kind of phony $50 bill that's used in motion pictures.
Oh.
On
and
May
it
10th,
says on it, doesn't it?
It
say
says
somewhere?
Motion picture use only. That's what it says in pretty big, bold font. On May 10th, just before noon, a manager at the Starbucks called police stating that a female suspect paid using the phony money. She was described as a white female between 25 and 35 with tattoos on her arms and wearing a pink tank top. That narrowed it down.
Could be anybody, really.
She reportedly came in and ordered $29.18 worth of goods.
So two coffees.
I was going to say. And paid with a counterfeit bill. Police reports indicated that the bill read motion picture use only on it. Local police are investigating and are mailing the bill to the Secret Service. Would that be mail fraud? She got it in the mail, I guess.
Well, and don't you... I thought every time they get a $50 bill, they have to hold it up to the light to check.
Well, maybe she did. I mean, but she didn't look at what was written on it. She just looked to see if there was whatever they're looking for. The watermark. Is that what they look for?
No. There's something... There's like a thread of... Something inside the bill that you can see, I think. That's what they're, I don't know.
Says, I don't think they know either. They just hold it up. Right. Oh, this is good. Next.
Oak Creek police responded to the intersection of Crane and Montana, 8 o'clock in the morning, 6 days ago. Suspicious activity. According to police, a resident in the area reported a suspicious older, rusty white Ford Taurus whose occupants were in the subdivision quite often. They located the suspects, and they told the cops they were waiting for a friend down the road. They admitted to police that they were involved in the Oak Creek Water Wars, an informal activity carried out by several Oak Creek high school students that involves soaking their apparent victim in a deluge of water by using squirt guns.
This is going on at a lot of high schools. They're calling it all different things. So they're doing a water wars out in New Berlin. I can't remember what they were calling it, but they're using like dart guns, like Nerf guns.
Okay.
And South Milwaukee was doing something called paranoia or paranoid or something. A lot of the schools are canceling it because these kids are... Not meaning to, but causing a lot of other outside issues where cops are being called. And
sure, yeah. One more from Oak Creek, too. Oak Creek police responded to a manufacturing company. Man had been cut across the chest with a grinder.
Ugh. Oh!
He was grinding grout from between cement blocks that were located over his head when the grinder kicked out and struck him in the chest.
Wow.
Ouch. Did you ever get hurt doing construction?
No, I don't remember an injury that kept me from pouring cement.
Well,
unfortunately, you wanted to.
I got to tell you that this crime update that you're listening to is going to take a very sharp left turn right now.
Okay.
Because I've got now the 20 safest cities in the state of Wisconsin. So... This is where apparently you don't have to worry much about crime. To identify the safest cities, they reviewed the recent FBI crime report stats from the complete stats from 2015, along with population data. They eliminated all cities with fewer than 3,500 residents, as well as any cities that failed to submit a complete crime report to the FBI. From there, they evaluated the remaining cities and narrowed it down based on the number of reported violent crimes and property crimes in each city. To further level the playing field, they calculated the likelihood of these crimes occurring out of every 1,000 people. And this is from SafeWise.com. And the number one safest in the entire state of Wisconsin, the town of Oconomowoc.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where's Lake Mills on there? Because when I go to Lake Mills, I buy the Lake Mills Leader, their newspaper, and they have crimes. It's like someone left their keys at the Century on... I love that.
You got to bring that.
Yeah. I will.
Lake Mills doesn't even. No,
it doesn't
I'm not
hit the top 20.
It doesn't. I have the top 100, and I'm looking.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So number two is Freedom, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Town of Maquanago, Bayside, Oregon.
Oh yeah, that's right out of Madison.
Cronenwetter, Muskego. Let's see what else. Jackson's number 11.
Really?
Yeah. Mequon number 15. These are the safest cities in Wisconsin. The town of East Troy, Horicon is number 20, and then going all the way down to the very bottom of the list, Viroqua, number 100. Sun Prairie, 99. Monroe. Delafield, 96.
Wow.
Marshfield. The Village of Pewaukee is number 91 on safest cities. So not doing too well there. And then some of the other ones that are kind of surprising, I think. Where's the Village of Marshall?
I don't know, but I had it when I was at UPS sorting packages, so I remember Marshall. But
yeah.
You do? Couldn't tell you where it is.
Okay. Altoona. Bloomer. Where's Bloomer? Very safe in Bloomer.
Is it? What's the number for Bloomer?
14. Where's Cross Plains? Number 9. Hobart, Lawrence, number 8. Safe towns. Nobody. Nobody can.
Nobody
find
lives
them.
There. That's why. let's see. Bloomer is in Chippewa County, so that's your up, right? Chippewa County is.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Let me look. Oh yeah, here it is. It's in the northwest corner of the state, not that far from Minneapolis, St. Paul, like right in that area.
And next time, we'll have crimes from Lake Mills.